In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we want to study a very important character in the Bible.
奉主耶稣圣名，我们在这里要开始来考察一个圣经上很重要的人物。
Most people, when they see the name Esther, they always refer it to be and for the sister.
很多时候我们听到以斯帖这个名字，我们就想到哦，她是一个很重要的姐妹。
This is a topic for the sisters.
这是一个针对姐妹的一个主题。
Is that right?
是这样子吗？
Actually, it is for everybody.
事实上是每一个人的功课。
There are many good, powerful sisters in the Bible, whom we can learn so much from.
她是一个姐妹。
There are many, many sisters very powerful in the Bible. We can learn from them.
在圣经里面，事实上是提到很多的姐妹，我们都可以从当中得到学习。
Esther is one of them.
以斯帖是其中之一。
Of course, Esther was a Jew.
以斯帖是一个犹太人。
She was from the tribe of Benjamin.
她是从班
Benjamin 族。
是从班
Benjamin.
Benjamin 的这个支派出来的。
And her name means star.
她的名字是代表了星星。
And of course.It's very fitting for her to have a name meaning star.
而这个代表星星的这个名字很适合她。
Because in the whole book of Esther, you can see she was indeed a star.
因为从以斯帖记整卷书来看，你可以看得出来，她的确是一个明亮的星星。
But if you look at Esther, who also was known as Hadassah, right? Hadassah was also her name.
但是你也看到在以斯帖也提到说他还有另外一个名字叫做
Chapter 2 verse 7、
是在第二章的第七节这边提到说他的名字叫哈大沙。
That's another name for her.
这是他的另外一个名字。
And that means something very wonderful.
这个名字的意思是很美好。
It means myrtle. It's a kind of plant or kind of a bush, evergreen shrub.
这个名字的意思是一个常青的一个很漂亮的树。
I think the actual Chinese name is this one.
中文的名字叫做香桃木。
Or this one, if you like.
或者是桃金娘。
Some of you might know the meaning. Myrtle is a kind of plant.
也许有一些人会知道这是什么植物。
And it's very, very green, evergreen, evergreen all the time, you know, shining.
是一个常青的树，然后常常都发出闪耀的光。
This is from the this has originated from the land of the Mediterranean, not the Mediterranean world.
这是在那个地中海地区的一个植物。
This bush or shrub has got a blue black and a fruit. The fruit is blue and black color.
那这个植物呢，它长出来的果实是一个黑蓝色的一个果实。
And the flower is very fragrant.
它的花也很香。
And it's white and pink color,
是白色以及粉红色的颜色。
Indeed, both the name Star or Hadassah meant well for Esther.
所以我们可以看得出来，它两个名字以斯帖以及哈大沙都非常适合它。
And the actual fact from the book of Esther, right from the beginning,especially from chapter 2, we know she was actually an orphaned Jew, an orphan.
从以斯帖记的一开始，从第二章我们就可以看到这边提到她是一个孤儿。
And she was brought up by her cousin Mordecai.
她是被她的表哥莫迪改养大的。
The story of the book of Esther, you know, is very touching.
以斯帖记是一个令人非常感动的一卷书。
And it's full of battles, fighting.
它充满了很多的征战。
It's full of love.
它也充满了爱。
And most importantly, even though the name or God Himself is not mentioned in the book of Esther, you can see behind the scene, God was working all the time.
更重要的是，虽然在整卷书里面你没有看到他提到神，但是你可以看到整卷书里面都是神的作为。
This is something that we can pay attention to in our life. Sometimes you don't see God Himself actually is working, helping us all along our lives.
这也是我们在生活当中常常要注意的。有的时候我们会觉得我们没有看到，其实后面都有神的工作。
And of course, the whole book talks about a number of characters.
在这卷书当中也有很多的人物。
At least there are five main characters.
我列出五个主要的。
There are five main characters here.
主要有五个人物。
King Ahasuerus.
是亚哈水鲁王。
Queen Vashti.
王后瓦斯提、
莫迪凯 Esther and Haman
以斯帖以及哈曼、
In this short study or short book, fairly book or short book, I think we can learn much from Esther.
在这一短短的书卷当中，我们可以从以斯帖学到东西。
So in the truth of Jesus today, we can shine like a star.
所以在今天的真教会里面，我们可以像星星一样的发亮。
So the people, many more people can be led into the Lord because of this light shone by us.
所以人们可以因为我们发出来的光被吸引来到教会。
So they can save more, many more people, like Esther who saved a lot.
所以我们可以让更多的人得救，就像以斯帖救了很多人。
Chapter 1, as we know, we can see Ahasuerus, the king, decided to display his abundant wealth for 180 days.
在第一章这边有提到说，亚哈水鲁王把他荣耀。
Chapter 1, 第一章。
在第一章里面，亚哈水鲁王把他国里面的丰富、尊贵都、表现出来，然后在那里看了180日。
And then that after 180 days, a big feast was followed for 7 days.
在180天之后，他又摆设宴席7天。
In order to display his lavish kind of power, he on the seventh day, the king requested the queen to display her beauty to the people.
因为他要表现出自己的尊贵以及他的大能，所以他就在第七天的宴席上面要求他的王后出来，因为他的王后很美貌。
Queen must be very beautiful, at least physically.
王后应该是很漂亮，至少是在外观上面。
Otherwise, the king Ahasuerus would not have requested that.
不然的话，亚哈水鲁王不会要求她出来。
But unfortunately, she refused. She did not obey.
但是很不幸的，她没有遵守这个要求。
Because of this disobedience, she was banished from the presence of the king for life.
因为他的不顺服，所以他就被从这个王国当中被除去。
We can talk much about this if we want to, but this shows that sharing our glory sometimes might not do much good, you know, to our life.
我们可以再多谈这个多一点，但是我主要是要讲的就是我们的尊贵并不是长久的。
So a new queen was to be sought.
所以必须要立一个新的王后。
In chapter 2, Esther was chosen to be the queen.
在第二章提到以斯帖被立为后。
And before she was chosen, but not a queen, but chosen. And what happened? Before that, she had to undergo the normal 12 months of beauty treatment.
在他被选为但是还没有成为王后之前，他要经过一段的时间来做这个训练。
So before meeting the king, she must undergo physical beauty treatment for 12 months.
在他可以来服侍这个王之前，他必须要有在他身体上面要美容的一些训练要12个月。
That is a long time.
这是一个很长的时间。
Physically, people, you know,are so much concerned about this. The king was so much concerned. People were so concerned about beauty outwardly. People are very concerned. People are concerned about physical beauty, right?
人们很多时候都会对自己的外貌很在意。
But in the eyes of God, this is not the most important, of course.
但是在神的眼中，这不是最重要的。
But spiritually speaking, we need to treat ourselves with spiritual.Beauty treatment before we can meet God.
但是我们必须要有这个属灵上面的这个美容的一个训练。
Physically, we don't need to undergo, you know, treatment. But spiritually, I think Everyone who wants to meet God must be able to make sure he or she is physically, beautifully treated.
在我们要见神之前，我们不需要在肉体上面有什么美容的一个动作，但是我们在属灵上面要必须要先准备好，把我们的属灵美容好。
Otherwise, you cannot be a star for the Lord.
不然的话，我们就没有办法成为神的新娘。
Star.
哦，我们没有办法成为神明亮的星。
Shining star.
一个明亮的星。
No wonder Peter tells us so clearly.
所以彼得告诉我们
As we know from First Peter chapter 3,
我们可以在彼得前书的第三章
verses 3 and 4,
第三节和第四节
He tells us to be adorned, you know, with the inner beauty.
他告诉我们说我们必须要注意那些内在的美丽
In verse 3, he said, do not adorn yourself outwardly only.And arranging your hair, wearing gold, or putting on finer pearl. But what is more important is the hidden person of the heart, that is in the inner beauty, which must be beautifully adorned.
这边提到说，你们不要以外面的编头发、戴金饰、穿美衣为装饰，只要以里面存在长久温柔安静的心为装饰。
Gentleness, quiet spirit, is very precious, or very precious in the sight of God. He says.
长久温柔安静的心，这在神面前是极宝贵的。
One day, a brother said to me.
有一次，一个弟兄告诉我。
Said my wife outwardly is not very beautiful.
他说我的太太外貌不是很漂亮。
Oh, I said it's not bad. I said to her, it's not bad.
我跟他讲说也没那么糟啦。
But he said further.
但是他继续说。
I said what is important? Her heart is very beautiful.
更重要的是，她的内心是非常的美。
Indeed, she was very beautiful
spiritually. 所以她在属灵上面非常漂亮。
She loves God, she loves people, she loves brothers and sisters, she loves the true seekers, like a shining star.
她爱神，她爱人，她爱弟兄姐妹，她也爱慕道者，所以她像一个明亮的星星。
No wonder he was ordained as a deaconess not very long ago.
所以她在不久之前，成为了女执事。
She was already with the qualities of a deaconess before she was ordained.
在她还没有被安立之前，其实她就已经有具有女执事的一些。
So you can see brothers in general do pay attention to physical beauty, so as the sisters.
所以我们可以看到弟兄姐妹常常都很注重外表的好看。
So they choose, I don't want to marry you, you're not very nice looking, and until 40, still no spouse.
所以他们常常会在选他们的未来的伴侣的时候会说我想要找漂亮的我想要找好看的然后一直到40岁都还没结婚。
Some after 60, too late.
有的就来不及了。
So we have to emphasize upon the spiritual beauty.
所以我们必须要强调属灵的美貌。
No wonder Proverbs chapter 31 verse 30 tells us.
所以在诗篇的第
Proverbs
在箴言的第
Chapter 31
第三十一章
Verse 30
三十一章的第三节
It's very clear Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing But a woman who fears the Lord She shall be praised Because this is a shining star
在这边提到才德的妇女，所以可以看得出来，这边所说的就像一个明亮的星星。
But please pay attention, this doesn't apply only to a woman. It applies spiritually, you know, well to a brother in the Lord, in the church.
但是请注意，这个不代表只是在讲给妇女听，只是讲给姐妹听。这其实也对弟兄来说也非常合适。
So we need to.Ask her to help us to have spiritual beautiful treatment for 12 months.
所以我们必须要求告诉我们自己说我们必须要有属灵上面的美容12个月。
12 means complete number.
12代表完整。
We have to pursue to a point. God loves us so much because we are so beautiful spiritually.
我们必须要追求这个非常的完整的一个属灵上的美貌。神这么爱我们。
Many people will be attracted because of our beauty.Which is spiritual, of course.
会有很多的人因为这样子我们属灵上的美貌而被我们吸引。
Chapter 2 tells us the deeds of Mordecai.
这第二章也提到莫迪改的行为。
Mordecai in this chapter we can see he actually saved the king's life.
在这边我们可以看到莫迪改实际上救了亚哈随鲁王的命。
Because of this, this was recorded in the record books.
因为这个所以他的行径被记在一个记录在书里面。
Later on, as you can see from this book of Esther, because of this act, Mordecai was loved very much by the king.
我们可以看到在后面的故事发现因为他这样的行为所以莫迪改是为这个王所喜爱的。
In other words, this good deed was not known to the king in the beginning.
换句话说，他的行为在一开始的时候并没有被王知道。
Very often, our good works might not be known to many people.
我们必须要知道，我们做的好行为有时候不见得会被别人知道。
And we do not need to expose our good deeds.
而我们也不需要太过的表现我们的好行为。
As long as we are shining for the Lord with spiritual beauty, God will put it down in His record book.
因为当我们为神来发亮，像一个明亮星星的时候，我们就会被记录在神的书里面。
Very often, once we have done something, we have an inclination or tendency to blow or on trumpet.
很多时候，当我们做了好事的时候，我们很希望就是让众人都知道。
What does the Bible tells us?
但是圣经怎么告诉？
Look at Hebrews chapter 6.
看希伯来书的第六章。
Verse 10.
希伯来书第六章的
第十节。Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10.
希伯来书第六章第十节。
Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10 tells us so clearly, For God is not unjust to forget your work and the labor of love which you have shown towards His name, in that you have ministered to the saints and to minister.
希伯来书第六章第十节，因为神并非不公义，竟忘记你们所做的功和你们为他名所显的爱心，就是先前侍候圣徒，如今还是侍候。
A church can grow, and most of the time because there are people working behind the scene.
很多时候，一个教会它之所以能成长，是因为背后有很多人的工作。
People do not know that they are working.
很多人也许不知道他们在背后。
God knows, God takes down everything that has been rendered to Him with love, like a shining star. When people do not know.
但是人虽然不知道，但是神不会忘记他们所做的圣功，就像明亮的星星。
Some people don't see the star shining, but God always sees.
有些人也许看不到星星的明亮，但是神永远会看到。
So this is a very important.Chapter as far as working for God with this kind of appropriate mentality.
所以这是在我们做圣工的时候一个很重要的心态。
From chapter 3, what can we see?
在第三章又提到什么呢？
Just the opposite of chapter 2.
是跟第二章是完全相反。
Because we can see a person called Haman.
可以看到这里有一个人叫哈曼。
And here he was honored by the king very much indeed.
在这里他被王所重视。
So he had a very high position in the kingdom.
所以他在王国当中有很高的爵位。
But unfortunately, he was annoyed because of Mordecai who did not bow down before him.
可是很可惜的，他因为莫迪改不跪拜他而不高兴。
Because of this, Haman's anger, eventually led him desire to plot to execute all the Jews.In the kingdom.
因为他的怒气，所以他实际上有一个阴谋，想要杀掉所有的犹太人。
This is very serious.
这是很严重的事。
You see, Mordecai did something that was recorded, and he did not care about it too much. But Haman wanted people to know him, wanted people to worship him as a god.
这是很重要的事情，因为你可以看到，莫迪改做了好的事情。被记录在书上，但是他并不在乎。而哈曼做了事情，他很希望别人会因为这样子跪拜他。
A person craving for glory, self-praise, praises for man, eventually would invite, a lot of undesired consequences.
一个人如果很追求自己的尊贵，很 很重视这方面自己的一个表现的话，很多时候会最后会有不好的下场。
So, craving for glory and eventually leading him to what? To anger, hatred, and then killing.
因为他想要的尊贵，所以最后带来的是什么呢？他就是有怒气，然后阴谋，最后想要杀人。
Now, in order to prevent the execution of all the Jews, Mordecai called upon Esther.
莫迪改想要阻止这样的阴谋，所以他就去求以斯帖。
Oh, Esther actually was to talk to the king, to see, to meet the king.
以斯帖就需要去见王。
But as we know, in those times, you know, Mordecai and Esther, the queen, should not take the initiative to sue the king if not required by the king.
我们知道在那个时代，以斯帖并不能自己主动去看王，必须是王来要求他见他。
So this was a very difficult time for Esther.
所以对以斯帖来说，这是一个很困难的时候。
Because the king did not know that Esther was actually at the time a Jew. He did not know.
因为这个国王其实在那时候并不知道以斯帖是个犹太人。
So for Esther, this was a very difficult task.
所以对以斯帖来说，这是一个很困难的工作。
But what did Mordecai say to her?
但是莫迪改怎么跟他说呢？
Look at chapter 4.
那我们看第四章。
Verse 13,
以斯帖记第四章的十三节。
Because Esther was reluctant, reluctant to listen.
因为以斯帖很勉强，不想去做这件事。
So, verse 13, Mordecai told
十三节
them to answer Esther, do not think in your heart that you will escape in the king's palace, any more than all the other Jews.
第四章十三节，莫迪改托人回复以斯帖说：“你莫想在王宫里强过一切犹太人，得免这祸。”
If you look at this carefully, you can see, Mordecai was not very happy, of course.
如果你仔细看这一个经节，你可以看得出来，莫迪改不是很高兴。
And if you look at the reply from Esther eventually, we can see, of course, she actually yielded eventually. She actually agreed.
如果你再看之后以斯帖的一个回复的话，你可以看得出来，他后来就同意做这件事。
If you look at this verse,
我们继续看。
Verse 14, For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise from the Jews from another place, but you and your father's house will perish. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Very important question.
十四节，此时你若闭口不言，犹大人必从别处得解脱蒙拯救，你和你父家必至灭亡。焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为现今的机会吗？
So Mordecai reminded her very seriously.
所以莫迪改很严肃的来提醒他。
You are being a queen. Don't you think it is God's work? In other words,
你难道不知道你得到王后的位分是因为神吗？
This is an opportunity you can do something for God.
这是一个很好的机会，你可以为神做事。
If you don't take this opportunity, you will not be given the opportunity. You will perish. God will use someone else to do the work.
如果说你不抓住这个机会的话，你会灭亡，而神会兴起别的人来做这件事。
This is true.
这是事实。
When
这是真的。
The church has arranged something for us to do.
有时候教会安排了一些事情叫我们做。
Do not say I cannot do it.
不要说我不能做。
Take it with a willing heart.
用一个很欣然的心态来接受。
This is the opportunity.
这是一个机会。
When is the opportunity? When is this opportunity? What is this opportunity?
什么时候有这个机会？这个机会又是什么？
When I'm still able to do work. Work for God.
这是当我们还有能力来做神的工作的时候。
Still very energetic, physically, mentally.
当我们在肉体上和心灵上都还有力气做这件事。
When we are still young.
当我们还年轻的时候。
When we are still healthy.
当我们还健康的时候。
Don't you know this is the time to work more for the Lord?
难道你不知道这就是我们现在就是我们必须要多为神工作的时候吗？
If we can do this, we can definitely be a star for the Lord.
如果我们可以这样做的话，我们就可以成为神明亮的星星。
So before we can be a shining star, we need some very often to take advice from people.
我们能成为明亮的星之前，常常我们必须要听别人的建议。
And of course, Esther was given a very good piece of reminder and advice from Mordecai.
就像这里一样，以斯帖是从莫迪改这边得到了一个很好的提醒。
So think about our works for the Lord. How much have we done for the Lord?
让我们自己来想想看，我们为神做了多少的工。
Have we denied God's work because of our own affairs?
我们有没有因为自己的事情而拒绝神的工作？
If you think like this, we will think, we will realize we have not done much for the Lord very often.
如果我们这样思考的话，我们会发现我们其实为神做的不够多。
There's a brother who was just baptized more than a year in the Tuesday Church.
有一个弟兄他才刚受洗成为信徒一年。
And then he began to preach to his friends who did 3 years theological studies.With him, you know, in another institute, not TJC. Oh, he said, "Wow, this truth from the truth is just so good. I must find out all my ex, you know, friends, classmates to preach them the truth."
他就跟他的朋友来传讲福音。那这个朋友事实上是在外面的神学院受过3年的神学训练，但是他就是大受感动，然后觉得这个我们真耶稣教会的道理是这么美好，他要分享给他的朋友。
Oh, this time.I met him first time in a country in Africa.
我是在非洲第一次碰到他。
Oh, I just came back from Africa not many days ago.
我几天前才从非洲回来。
And then you can see God works. God actually worked miracles, a lot of good works in this country during our 4 weeks trip.
事实上在我四个礼拜的旅行当中，你可以看到神很大的作为在非洲这个国家。
So one of the person he preached to,
so he
wanted to be baptized immediately. And after we talked to him for about 2.5 hours,
其中一个我们传福音跟他谈了2个半小时之后的人，他想要马上立刻就受洗。
And this was one of his classmates, 15 years ago, in another institution.
这是他一个15年前的一个同学。
And this person is a high flyer in the society.
这个人他在社会当中很有地位。
As a chaplain in the army, someone who gives sermons to the army.
他是军中的一个牧师。
Right, and also a major.
他也是一个将军。
Major 是什么？少尉什么是什么？
他在军中也是一个少尉。
是不是very useful.For the country and for different countries.
所以他对国家来说是一个非常有用的人。
And also sent by the government to preach in different armies, camps in different countries.
而且他也被差派到别的国家、别的军队当中去传福音。
So a few weeks ago, I met him.
所以几个礼拜之后我遇到他。
And he lives in the city of the country.
他在城市里面居住。
首都 the capital of the city of the country.
实际上他是在这个国家。
For 4 years, we try to preach to the people there to build up a church, but to no avail.
有4年我们都尝试着要在那里传福音，然后建立教会。
Capital.
在这个首都当中建立教会，但是做不到。
But other places, we've got more than places in the same country, more than 10 other churches, places of worship.Already within 4 years.
但是四年当中在那不是首都这个国家其他的城市当中有很多其他教会建立10个教会。
But this time, this person said, I want to be baptized after listening to 2.5 hours message from the True Jesus Church.
但是这一次这个人在听了真耶稣教会的道理2个半小时之后他就决定说他要受洗。
But of course he studied a little bit from with the brother who was baptized more than a year ago.
当然他是从这个我刚才提到的信受洗一年的这个弟兄已经有跟他考察了一些圣经。
I said, no, you cannot be baptized. I have to preach to you only 2.5 hours. You cannot be baptized.
我跟他讲说，不行，你不能受洗，因为你才听了两个半小时，你怎么可能
said,
可以来决定
？Maybe next year, maybe next trip. Next year or next trip.
我说你要再确定一下，也许下次我再来的时候。
我说 or next year.
也许是明年。
I said no.
他说不要。
I must be baptized now.
他说我必须现在受洗。
And he said he asked Eunuch in the Bible, was baptized almost instantly after Philip preached to him. Not long, not many hours.
他提到说，那个太监他不是在腓力跟他传福音之后，他马上就受洗吗
？I was a bit shocked by the answer or question from him.
我对他这样子的回答非常惊讶。
So to me it was very difficult because already at that time it's about 4 or 5 p.m. It's difficult to baptize him. Next day, early in the morning, we have to leave the place to go to other places.
因为那时候已经是下午四五点的事情，然后第二天早上我们就已经要坐飞机离开这个地方。
To other places, to the, in the country, to preach.
到这个国家其他的地方去传福音。
So I thank God. I said, come and pray in our room.
感谢神，那时候我就跟他讲说，到我们的房间，我们一起祷告。
Four of us, brothers, and plus him, the two seeker, five of us praying.
是我们五个人一起来祷告，包括那一个刚受洗的弟兄。
对 ，but the two seeker, this one, not baptized.
还有这个还没有受洗的慕道者。
It was very difficult for me to make decision.
对我来说，这是一个很难做的决定。
So I prayed.In the prayer, ask God.
所以在我的
I pray to God.
所以在我的祷告当中，我这样问神。
I said, God, you know, this is TJC consensus. You don't baptize too early, right?
我说这是真耶稣教会的一个共识，就是你不要太早就随便受让一个人受洗。
This Trusica studied with a brother, and also he accepted everything the ten beliefs I just preached to him. He wanted to be baptized now.
但是这个弟兄他之前就已经跟我们的这位慕道者之前就跟我们的弟兄来查考过，而且他也完全接受我跟他讲的十大信条。
I said, God, if you want me to baptize him, give him the Holy Spirit this time, this prayer.
所以我跟神说，神啊，如果你要让他受洗的话，你就在现在这个祷告当中给他圣灵。
But don't do it according to my wish.
但是不要照我的旨意。
But according to your will.
但是是照你的旨意。
If you don't give him the Holy Spirit, then I will not baptize him.
如果说你不给他圣灵的话，我就不会让他受洗。
We prayed all together about 20 minutes.
所以我们就祷告了20分钟。
5 minutes into the prayer, after laying hands, he began to speak in tongues very clear.
五分钟之后，我开始按手的时候，他马上开始讲灵言。
Oh, very joyful, very, very, you know, praying very, very clearly, speaking in tongues.
他非常开心，非常喜乐，然后用很清楚的灵言在祷告。
And after we ended the prayer,
当我们结束祷告
said, This is the first time I pray in this manner.
他跟我讲说，这是我第一次在祷告当中经历这样事，在我一辈子当中。
Because he said, I said, This is the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues. Yes, I've received the Holy Spirit. Indeed, he received the Holy Spirit.
我跟他讲说，这就是得圣灵，你在讲灵言。他说，我知道我得到圣灵了。
And he said, I'm to be baptized. I said, actually, that's how I pray to God. If you receive Holy Spirit, you'll be baptized. But not now. This is 5 p.m. now. Too late.
所以他跟我讲说，我要受洗。我就跟他讲，实际上我刚刚在祷告当中有跟神讲，如果你得到圣灵的话，我就帮你受洗。但是现在太晚了，已经五点了。
He said, Tomorrow I come here, 6 a.m. in the morning.
明天我早上六点就会来这里。
No, financially he is very good. He's got his four-wheel drive and different, you know, houses in different places, and also three vehicles, so very, very good ones.
经济上这个人他非常的富足，因为他有好多的房子，然后他也开很好的车。
So early in the morning he came.
所以早上很早的时候他就来到这。
45 minutes, about 15 minutes when we almost reached a river.
所以我们就开了大概15分钟来到一个河旁边。
45 minutes to 50 minutes. 差不多一个小时了。40 to 50 minutes.
所以差不多45分钟我们来到一个河边。
And he said, this is the river.
我就跟他讲说。
He said to us, this is the river.
那个人就跟我们讲说这就是就是这条河。
I have been baptizing people, he said. Many, many of them, but in the wrong way.
他跟我讲说，我在这个河里面帮很多人受洗，但是错误的受洗。
Actually, he has got a few churches that he's taking care of. He's just an overseer, you know, taking care of all the pastors and taking care of the members. But now, today, I'm going to be baptized according to the Bible.
他说说，因为我曾经照顾过很多的教会，我曾经。
No, he has been doing it. He's still doing it. He has been doing it.
他一直都有在照顾别的教会，然后他有在帮别人受洗，但是他说现在是我自己要受洗，而且是用遵照圣经的受洗。
Baptize him.
受洗。
Come back to our room, foot washing Holy Communion.
所以在受洗之后，他回到我们房间，然后接受洗脚礼以及接受圣餐。
A few weeks later, we come back to the same city.
几个礼拜之后，我们又回到这个城市。
He received us at the station.
他就来在车站来接待我们。
And then he said to me, tonight there's evangelical service, you know.
他跟我讲说今天晚上有一个布道会哦。
I thought after all that many days work, you know, we have to leave up at 4 a.m. in the morning, you know, to catch a flight to London. I said, wow, in my mind, I said, good rest tonight. But I had to preach until half past 10, 10:30 in the evening.
实际上我们第二天早上四点钟就要去赶飞机，要飞离开这个国家，所以本来那个晚上我是想休息，但是他说十点半有一个布道会。
No, from 6 to 10 p.m. half past 10.
事实上是从下午的六点一直到晚上十点钟，他有安排了这个布道。
He has already booked a whole paid for it, a hall, and bringing his key workers to listen to the truth of salvation.
他已经准备好了一个厅，然后他邀请了很多他很重要的朋友来听讲这个道理。
Really, because of this brother shining for the Lord, and in this city now we have started the work of God.
因为这个弟兄他成为一个明亮的心，所以我们现在在这个城市开始了我们的工作。
And the next trip would be in June.
我们下一次的去那边是在六月。
And he has got quite a number of churches, therefore, by God's grace, there should be a lot of people who will be born into the true Jesus Church.
感谢神，我相信下一次去的时候，我们会有很多的弟兄姐妹，可以带领很多的弟兄姐妹来到教会。
Because his wife wanted to be baptized, but I said, no, we baptize everybody together.
因为他的太太事实上已经要求我们要受洗，但是我们跟他讲说我们会一起受洗。
We must take the opportunity.Is it not the right time that you should do this work, as Mordecai said?
我们必须要抓住这个机会，这就是莫迪改在这里所说的。
As long as we work, God will bring people to the Lord, to the house of God.
只要我们有机会做圣工，我们就要把人带进神的家中。
In chapter 5, we can see Esther approaches the king and invites the king and Haman to a banquet.Chapter 5.
在第五章这边我们可以看到以斯帖在这里他摆设了一个宴席，然后要求哈曼和王来到他的宴席。
That tells us she knew the timing in the main arrangement before disclosing the plot of Haman.
所以我们可以知道他非常知道怎么样的去运用这个时间，可以在哈拿的面前把他的诡计说出来。
And in chapter 6,
在第六章
God moves.You know, the king.
神在这里感动王。
He could not sleep.
他没办法睡觉。
And he told his people to read him the record books. And he found Mordecai did a good job saving the king.
所以他吩咐人取历史来，然后他从书上听到了，莫迪改曾经救过我。
Again, this tells us God worked in silence. Even though his name, God doesn't appear literally, and he works behind the scene.God works behind the scene.
再一次的，这边我们可以看到，虽然神的名字没有被提到，但是神在后面的工作。
What happened?
发生了什么事？
And then eventually, God and the king said to Haman, "What should I do to the one who is worthy of the best honor from the king?"
最后王就这样子问哈曼说，王所喜悦尊荣的，我应该怎么样子对待他呢？
Wow, he thought this must be for him. Haman, the best loved one in the kingdom.
哈曼心里想，王说的应该就是我。
So he make a very powerful strategy to say, oh, you must do this and that. And the king said, no, not for you. It's for Mordecai.
所以哈曼就跟他讲说，你要做这样，做这样，来让这个尊贵的人被大家看到。但是王跟他讲说，不是在讲你，是在讲莫迪改。
Can you imagine?
你可以想象吗？
The shock and the horror, humiliation, Haman must have suffered.
这种非常，哈曼应该会觉得非常震惊，而且很丢脸。
So a person who thinks he is always worthy will not be considered worthy of the Lord.
一个人如果也许觉得自己很有价值，但是在神面前他是不值的人。
Eventually, as we know, Haman was hanged on his own gallows.
最后，哈曼是挂在他自己所要求的这个木头上。
So from 8, 9, and 10,
所以在第八章到第十章
，we can see in these few chapters the Jews were saved and Haman's children were killed totally.
我们可以看到说犹大人的被拯救，然后哈曼的小他的儿子也被杀。
He was killed and all his children were slaughtered. Esther saved the Jews.
哈曼自己还有哈曼的儿子都被杀，然后以斯帖救了犹大人。
The life of Esther being a shining star teaches us so many lessons.
所以我们可以看到以斯帖作为一个明亮的星，他教了我们很多。
We need to have a preparation time for our spiritual life to be able to shine for the Lord.
我们必须要有一段时间来准备我们，让我们的在属灵上面可以成为明亮的星。
We should not crave for glory, praises from man.
我们要求。
We should not crave for 贪。
我们不能贪。想要
贪图
那些人所来的的尊贵。
We must take the opportunity to work for God.
我们必须要抓住机会来为神做工。
We must humble ourselves.
我们必须要谦卑。
And moreover, we need to find favor with God.
更重要的是，我们必须要得神的喜悦。
In Esther chapter 2 verses 15 and 17.
在使徒行传的
in Esther
在使徒行在以斯帖记
chapter 2 verses 15-17 you can see favor was important
在以斯帖记的第二章十五节这边
and also verse 17 you can see clearly
以及十七节这边
Esther found favor in God and in man
我们可以看得很清楚以斯帖是得到人的喜爱也得到神的喜爱。
This is a very important, you know, qualification for us to work for God.
这是我们要做神的圣工的一个很重要的，必须要拥有的一个特质。
If we cannot please God and please man, that means our behaviors are not good, our attitudes are wrong. We cannot work for God.
如果说我们不能得人的喜爱以及神的喜爱的话，这代表说我们行为上面有一些问题。
Attitude towards people not right.
或者是我们对人的态度不对。
This is very important. Find favor in God and also in man.
这是非常重要的，也就是要得神的喜悦，也要得人的喜悦。
And we also can see God works in His own time and on His own season. God knows the best time for us.
我们也可以看到神有神的时间，神知道什么时候是最好的。
I think another little thing we can learn, which is so important, is God doesn't look at our background. God doesn't look at our background for us to work for Him.
另外一个很重要的学习是神并不在我们在做圣工的时候神并不看重我们的背景
As long as we are spiritually beautiful shining for him it doesn't matter who we are
只要说我们在属灵当中可以为神发光成为一个星的话他不在乎说我们是神
Esther was an orphan
以斯帖是一个孤儿
And that God raised him to be the queen to save all the Jews
但是神高举他，让他成为王后，来救所有犹大人。
There should not and there must not be partiality in the church.
所以这也告诉我们说，我们在教会当中不能偏待人。
The Bible tells us partiality is sin.
在圣经里
James tells us
在雅各书里面提到偏待人是一个
Chapter 2 verse 9. If you show partiality, you commit sin.
在雅各书的第二章第九节那边提到说，如果说你有偏待人的话，这就是一个。
So we must love each other as we work for God, as we prepare ourselves to meet the Almighty God in the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们必须要爱人，我们必须要准备自己，所以我们有一天可以在天堂见神。
If we can do this,
如果我们可以做到
，we can be like Esther,
我们就可以像以斯帖一样，
a shining star,
像明亮的星。
In chapter 8 verse 17,
在第八章的第十七节
，Many Gentiles became Jews.
有很多的外邦人成为
犹太人，
成为犹大人。
Oh, we have to do the same.
我们也必须做同样
的事。We have to be a shining star to bring many more people to the true church in the end time.
我们必须要成为一个明亮的星，在这个末日的时候，带领很多人来到教会。
By God's grace, I've been going to Africa. This is my 18th year now. For the past 18 years.
感谢主神给我的恩惠，所以我在非洲有机会来做圣工，这已经是我第十八年。
And for the past more than past 10 years, I have to go to Africa by God's grace, three times a year, every time about 5 weeks, at least.
在过去的
mostly 5 weeks.
在过去的十年当中，我每年要到非洲三次，然后每一次都要五个星期以上。
This is a lot of work.
这是很重的工作。
But I cannot say I don't want to go to Africa.
但是我不能说我不想去非洲。
But I'm so touched by the brothers and sisters there. Once they've learned the truth, they become shining stars for the Lord in different countries of the world, or of Africa especially.
实际上，我很为非洲的弟兄姐妹所感动，因为当他们相信了以后，他们成为一个非常明亮的星星，把福音传出去。
So in Africa now we've got more than 100 places, churches and prayer houses in 10 countries, English, just English speaking countries.
所以在现在在非洲我们有超过十个国家有我们的教会，超过100个。
教会祈祷所。
教会以及祈祷所。
So the message for our tonight conclusion is very simple.
所以今天晚上的信息对我们来说很简单。
The conclusion is be a shining star to bring more people to the Lord.
这个结论就是说我们要必须成为明亮的心来吸引更多的人来到教会。
When are we going to do it?
我们什么时候做呢？
When we're still alive.
当我们还活着的时候。
As long as we do, God will work.
只要我们愿意做的话，神会与我们同工。
This also happens in other countries in the world.
这在世界上其他国家也
同样发生。Before I came here a number of days ago, I was in a church in the United Kingdom.
在我来之前，我几天之前，我是在英国
一个教会。
一个教会。
That church, not many members.
在那个教会并没有很多的信徒。
But for the past 2 years, more than about 20 people baptized. It's not bad.
但是在过去的两年当中，有超过20个人来受。
Why?
为什么
？Because there are three very shining stars in the church.
因为在那里有三个很明亮的星星。
Where would they go? Where would they meet? Leaflet. And then they will take time to come to my house, Bible study, pray for the Holy Spirit, do this and that, and come to church. Pastor, can you come early to pray for them? Because they want to pray for the Holy Spirit.
他们非常认真的工作，而且他们常常会花时间来聚集到我的地方，然后一起来考察圣经，一起来祷告，然后他会要求说，传道，你可不可以早点来，我们来帮这跟某某人一起祷告。
Because of these actions, God was touched.
因为他们这些行为，所以神也深深的感动。
We are going to open the heart to the Lord.
我们必须要把我们的心。对神敞开
so that we can be a shining star.
所以我们可以成为明亮的星
so that we can be more useful in the world when we are still alive.
所以我们可以在这个世上在我们还活着的时候更有用
Let's sing him.
让我们唱诗
437.
437首
437.
437首
still delaying. No, he not pass me by. Surely the thorns are falling. Open the door for me. If thou wilt heed my calling, I abide with thee. All through the dark hours dreary, knocking again is he. Jesus, the heart not weary, waiting so long for me. Surely the tongues are falling, open the door for me. If thou wilt heed my calling, I will abide with thee. All my heart I hasten, thee will I open wide. Thou he rebuke and chasten, he shall with me abide. Surely the thorns are falling, open the door for me. If thou wilt heed my calling, I will abide with thee.
Please be seated.
请坐.
We thank the Lord Jesus Christ so that we can continue to serve him all the more.
感谢神的恩典, 所以我们可以,
serving the Lord is the best thing that we can do in this life.
服侍神是我们在这生当中最重要的一件事。
In the Bible, there are only two kinds of businesses.
在圣经里面只提到两种的, 事业。
One is the king's business.
一个是王的, 事情。
事业。
事业。
That is saving people so that they can go to heaven eventually.
那就是, 要拯救人, 让, 所以他们以后可以进到天国。
The second kind of business is of the world.
另外一个事业就是世上的事业。
That can enrich us physical life.
它可以让我们在, 肉体的生活很好。
If not used properly, physical blessings can cause us to stumble on the journey of faith.
但是如果我们不小心的话, 我们世上的财富也许会变成我们在属灵上面的财富的一个 绊脚石.
If used properly, we're treasures in heaven.
但是如果说我们, 适当的运用的话, 这些世上的财富可以变成, 天上的财富.
So, let us be a shining star for the Lord.
让我们成为神的明亮的心.
Without God, we cannot do anything.
没有神,
I tell you, for the past month, it's a miracle that I can even talk here.
我可以告诉你们说, 在过去的这一个月, 我能够, 这样子跟你们讲话 就是一个很大的神迹。
Because I was sick in Africa for 8 days.
我, 在过去生病很严重, 有8天的时间。
I could not even stand properly.
我甚至没办法。
No energy.
站起来, 完全没有力气。
But within the 8 days, I had to do water baptism 2 times and teaching, having seminar.
但是, 在过去的8天当中, 我必须要2次的, 协助受洗, 我必须要受洗, 然后,
seminar, 讲习会,
然后又有好多的讲习会。
Oh, I did not eat, I did not sleep, virtually did not sleep for almost 8 days because of fever, because of indigestion, and did not have much food, and yet the work was done not by me, by God's power. This is God's love, God's grace.
在过去的8天当中, 实际上我常常都,
within the 8 days in Africa,
没有办法睡觉, 因为, 我的身体不舒服, 然后我也吃得很少, 完全是靠神给我的力量和恩典, 我才能把这个,
within the 8 days, I always thought, hey, tomorrow, what am I going to do? I can't even get up. I couldn't even get up properly.
在8天当中, 我很多时候都在想说, 明天我, 我可以做, 我明天还能做什么, 我根本没办法起来。
Oh, but God was powerful.
但是神是这么有
章。 So when I went back to London after the trip, supposed to be getting better, but again because of too much work, and then I fell ill again.
在我回到伦敦的时候，本来我应该要比较好一点，但是因为很多的圣工，所以我的病事实上加重。
Until one time, 3 a.m. still preaching, 3 a.m. in the morning, still preaching.
因为我必须要传福音，有一次甚至是在凌晨三点的时候，我必须要传福音。
And after that, there's another convocation somewhere. And then after that, I have to come here.
在那之后又有别的地方的灵恩会，我必须要去协助。然后之后我来到这里。
But God is good.
但是神是美好的。
Because we are not able to do His work.
因为不然的话，
我们是不可能自己做神的工的。
我们不可能做神的。
If God is with us,
只有神。
Everyone can be a shining star. Everyone can be a shining star.
如果神
与我们同在，
与我们同在的话，我们每一个人都可以成为明亮的星。
Let's pray.
让我们一起跪下祷告。